Passion featuring Melody Malone. The song is entitled Reckless Love. We heard some street talk, interviews, etc., about this whole notion of people believing in God, and we heard a mix of responses, actually. Some people saying they did, some people saying they did not, some saying, well, you know, I'm kind of working it out. I'm still undecided. Well, let me let you hear some more about this topic, whether or not the people believe in God. Listen to their responses. Hear what they have to say about it.
I do believe in God, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I do believe in God. I absolutely believe in God.
Why?
None of creation could possibly have been without the hand of God.
And I think he's evident if we attempt to look and try and find him, I think he's right there. So that's why I believe.
I believe in God just because of my experiences with him. I was raised in the church. My dad was a pastor, so it was almost not optional growing up. But when I had my first experience with him, it totally rocked my world. It just brought me to my knees, and it just changed my life.
Because it was part of my education, first of all, basically. And then because I choose to believe, I think we all do all have a God.
Do you ever share your belief in God with others?
I have had the opportunity to share my belief with other people, and it has absolutely transformed me and strengthened my faith in him.
Not as much as I should, but I hope one day he'll give me a mouth and I'll be able to go out and do things like people did in the Bible.
Yes, absolutely, with everyone. Everyone, my friends, my family, sure, my future child, yep.
I never talk about religion. I share spiritual belief in just everyday occurrences, the way I experience things.
Describe your relationship with God in one word.
Miraculous.
Love.
Joy.
Pray.
Passionate.
What about that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, we probably don't want to draw any conclusions as to where any of those people are that we just heard, because I think it might be difficult, especially if we were to say none of those people truly believed in God. None of them, not one of them. It'd be hard to say that, to really state that case coming from a position of being well-informed, because those are brief questions, brief responses, and probably didn't get enough from any of them to make to conclude that none of them truly believes in God. But one thing's for sure, the assertiveness with which they affirmed their belief was, I think, encouraging. So let's take a look, see, at where we are with regards to people's beliefs in God, and we're back to the Pew Research, where they've spoken with a number of people and they've broken it down by subgroups, looking at it from Well, the perspective looking at political affiliations, age groups, ethnicities, etc. So we're looking at the political breakdowns again. And they're saying that among Democrats, the survey finds big differences between whites and non-whites in views about God. Most non-white Democrats, who are predominantly black or Hispanic, say they believe in God as described in the Bible. And 7 in 10 or more say they believe God is all-loving, all-knowing, or all-powerful, with 2/3 ascribing all of these attributes to God. In these ways, non-white Democrats have more in common with Republicans than they do with white Democrats. Now, remember what I was asking you before now. Remember, this is so critical. What it means from a biblical perspective to believe in God, to believe in God as described in the Bible. What do we mean by described, as described in the Bible? Very important question. And that really comes down to, what does God say about himself in the Bible? What does he think about various issues? What does he hate? What does he love? What does he accept? What does he reject? Who does he reject? Who does he accept? In stark contrast with, and by the way, we want to be answering those questions so that we can determine whether or not we truly believe in God. In stark contrast with non-white Democrats, just 1/3 of white Democrats say they believe in God as described in the Bible, while 21% don't believe in a higher power of any kind. One in three white Democrats said they believe God or another higher power in the universe is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving. I'm not really sure of what they mean when they say all-loving. I don't know what they mean by that God only loves and never hates anything or anyone. The Bible doesn't teach that he doesn't hate anyone. The Bible teaches very clearly that there are people that God hates, gets no pleasure out of them whatsoever. So I'm not sure what they mean by all loving. We know that he doesn't love any sin. Not sure what they mean by all loving, but all loving, all powerful, all knowing. Now, let's take a look, see. When it comes to whether or not I truly believe in God, whether I truly, truly, truly follow his ways, his example, because that's what it comes down to. Truly believing in him comes down to following his ways as a lifestyle. And even though we are imperfect and at times we're going to sin, sometimes committing a sin that we don't realize is a sin until after the fact, but most of the time doing things that we know we shouldn't be doing, but we want to do it anyway. And so we do it. A life that becomes more and more and increasingly more submitted to our Creator. Let's take a look at some of the scriptures that let us know what God's thoughts, desires are. Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who executes justice for the oppressed? There are so many millions of people who are being oppressed through the use of laws put into place by people who want to oppress. Who executes justice for the oppressed? One of the things that God is making clear is that he wants people to execute justice for the oppressed. voter suppression has to do with oppression. Keeping wages down so that people find it harder and harder to earn a livable wage and to do more than just survive, that has to do with oppression. Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who gives food to the hungry? The Lord sets the prisoners free. That's Psalm 146, verse 7. Psalm 146, verse 7. Who executes justice for the oppressed? Do the people who pass the laws that are designed to oppress tens of millions of people truly believe in God? Even when they say they go to church and they say that they are Christians? Do the people who make it their business to consistently support the leaders who pass these kinds of laws truly believe in God? In other words, are they obeying God? Are they doing what God tells us to do? Are they following the principles laid down in Scripture as it pertains to the care of the oppressed?